go to getbevel.com/Hannibal and get 10% off your first purchase. That's getbevel.com/Hannibal. It's better if you got a garbage razor, it's way better than it. If you got a good razor, then this is a great razor. So step up your razor play and go through, your get somebody some stuff for the holidays. That's not a good fake laugh. Anyways, getbevel.com/Hannibal. 10% off. Chicago. I'm your host, Hannibal Burris.
And I'm your co-host, Tony Trim.
We got our special guest here on tour with a gig later at the Aragon Ballroom.
Yeah.
I'm plugging it like it's gonna help. The show's already sold out, and this might not even get
come
released.
Come on down.
Come on down. 2 weeks in the past. LP from Run the Jewels.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's good, man. You shouldn't have put this thing in front of me.
No.
It's kind of fucked up.
Have you used that before?
I have one of these. It's been a minute, though. It's one of those things that you buy that you're really psyched about for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of sits in your studio for a year or two. But yeah, you're bringing me back.
It's a fun machine. I'm using this one over here.
Yeah, I haven't really heard anything that I like from that guy yet.
There's a lot.
To be completely honest.
You know what? You just haven't heard my good stuff. I was like, I was saving it for the actual show. You know what I'm saying?
I got that.
Yeah, it was just like the warm up.
Like a line check, you know?
Yeah.
There it is.
There it is.
It is right there. I'm bringing that heat now.
What is that? $600-$700, right? Yeah.
Hold up. I think we figured that out.
Everything on this is designed to make German trance records.
A lot of German.
Ooh, see, that shit was kind of hot.
In the German disco, kicking it. Dancing into the early morning. It's 7 a.m. Gonna grab some scones. Get my party on. After the party, we gonna grab some scones. Berlin nightlife. Yeah.
Hello, like, sir. Would you like a scone?
Give me two. You know what I'm on. Give me two scones. Give me some coffee. I'ma dip them all on. Ate half a scone. Damn. I ain't even really want no scones that much.
Yo.
Damn.
That shit was kind of ill.
Scones are not really a German thing, I don't think.
Listen,
anyway,
man.
You know, shopping for scones in Germany.
Who the fuck I look like? Carmen Sandiego or some shit? I don't know about the world.
I'm just talking about it. It's not a big deal. I'm not trying to make it feel anyway.
I don't know about the world.
I think it's important, though, to talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, just because I get some pad thai in Chicago don't make it Bangkok.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I've heard that expression. My grandmother used to say that to me. Sweet country wisdom.
How's it going, man?
It's good, man. It's good. I had 2 weeks at home, which was really confusing for me because I haven't had 2 weeks at home in 2017 yet.
What you do with the time? Do you feel disoriented a little bit?
Yeah, I just stayed home. I just literally stayed home the whole time and ordered a bunch of Asian food.
What's happening, man?
What's up, Mike?
The appropriate entrance.
What's up? How y'all doing? Doing all
right. We're good, man. Put those on and play this.
You got your mic over there? I think there should be a mic over there for you.
There's a mic here too. Okay.
Oh, okay. You hear us okay on there?
Yeah.
All right.
I just stayed the fuck home, man. It seems like when you get back to New York, you're like really excited about it, you know, like, oh, I'm back in New York and all my friends and I'm gonna go to Max Fish and all, you know. Yeah. It's like, and you do that like once, you know, and then you just hide for the rest of the time, you know. So I basically have just been smoking weed and eating Chinese food in my apartment, not answering my phone.
Seamless caviar.
Yeah. No, this is actually my girl. I'm busting her right now because I pay for it, so I get the receipt. So whenever my girl orders something, I'll just text her and be like, "How was that breakfast burrito that I paid for while I'm on tour?"
Do you judge the amount she tips?
Do I judge the? Oh, you know what? I really haven't peeped it. I should look. But she's a good tipper. She has plenty of service industry experience.
Well, how much should you tip delivery?
You know, man, it's a debate. I don't really know, but I tend to. I'm an over tipper when it comes to people handling my food.
Yeah.
Because I just figure it's already a shitty job. If you have the opportunity to tip, you should do it. They do have, you know, they're running around. They could be really flagrant with your shit on the bike, you know. You could get back. You could get the food and the packages could be all fucked up and open and shit because they're just like, fuck
it. My delivery tips usually go like, yo, you smoke weed? Yeah, here's a joint.
Yep.
That's not bad.
Yeah. That's pretty
good.
I roll $20 joint, so it's a good tip.
This is a $500 joint.
Well, I mean, I roll a gram of weed. A gram of great weed is $20.
I'm just bringing up an old joke of ours.
Oh, yeah.
This is the $500
Remember
blunt.
The gold papers they gave us to smoke?
Oh, yeah. They gave us, what is it? They were gold leaf papers?
Yeah, like 24-karat gold paper.
Were y'all on 2 Chainz most expensive as shit? No, or this is a separate.
No. I wish I could. Shouts out to Tip.
We're on Killer Mike's third most expensive as shit. Yeah. Yeah. No, but there's always something weird about that. Like, here, burn this gold.
Yeah, like it didn't smoke very dope either.
I don't even think I smoked that shit.
Yeah, I tried it. It didn't taste that great.
Yeah, it's just all right. It's a real letdown for how pretty it is.
It's just like, hey, look, I'm balling.
It's like that new pipe they got too, where it's like you load up the weed and you smoke and you roll it out, and it's essentially a crack pipe. they've reissued the crack pipe for a younger generation.
Yeah.
And dudes are like,
needs.
Oh, this is the greatest seat ever. I'm like, no, that's what your mom smoked in 88.
Yeah.
When she was partying with your uncle before she dated your dad. Freaky little bitch.
Whoa. Deep backstory there, Mike.
Yeah.
Trout.
Savage. Okay. So y'all have 3 albums.
Where'd that smoke come from?
Because we're smoking vapes.
Is that like a vape, like a tobacco vape?
It's a nicotine,
vape?
Yeah.
Oh.
You want some?
Nah, shit's bad for you. Smoke dope.
I'm cool.
Smoke dope.
I'm really cool.
Okay.
L's so in the process of quitting.
Yep.
No,
trying to quit smoking?
L's in the process of saying he's quitting.
Yeah, I support you.
No, I'm going to quit. I have to quit. I'm getting married. She told me that we're not getting married unless I quit smoking, which, of course, is a bullshit reason to quit, but
damn,
you should want to quit because you don't want to die.
What was your ultimatum? Like you know how women give you your ultimatum? Like, you can't be fucking on other women anymore. We're married. Like, So what's the guy ultimatum? Like, you know,
well, she didn't really have to tell me that particularly. She did have
my wife had to say that to me.
Respect. No, that was something that I was pretty clear from the beginning.
Gotcha. I was fuzzy.
Yeah, I wasn't fuzzy on that.
I was like, so no,
the smoking.
Mean,
it's the smoking. Yeah, she's like, you have to. Yeah, she have to quit. Basically, yeah. The whole thing is.
So what would be your ultimatum, though? Like, if you had an ultimatum.
Me? Oh, I don't really. She's. You have to quit.
You would say, like, well, you got to put more fucking paprika on your chicken, or I need extra sauce with my rice because I'm giving up smoking. Like, you need another indulgence, I feel.
Maybe murder.
Work.
You right. Know?
So we got to murder someone every year together.
Together?
Together. I mean, you got to do it together.
Yeah, I mean, come. Yeah, that's what I say. All right, well, I'll quit smoking, but you have to start coming out with me on my murder sprees.
I win. Oh,
that's true love right there.
You know?
You doing big city She's murder? Like,
well, I mean, you know, it depends on where I'm at. You
can
know?
Go to a country where you can probably get away with it easier, right. But if you're doing like a New
Shouts
York.
Shouts out to Libya. Wait. Oh, it's too early for that.
Is that where you? Is that where
well,
you?
Well, one of the black guys did the joke, so it'll fly.
Damn. The most dangerous game.
Okay, so y'all got the albums: Run the Jewels 1, Run the Jewels 2,
boom.
Run the Jewels 3,
boom.
Are y'all gonna throw a curveball for the fourth of them and just call it asparagus? You thought we was gonna call it Run the Jewels 4? No.
Asparagus.
Nope.
Asparagus.
We were playing around with calling it Run the Jewels 5.
Yeah, that would be great.
Just to fuck with people. Yeah. Run the Jewels 5.
Yeah. Why not?
That would be actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
I like 4.
I like 4 too, though.
We've already started promoting.
Or 3.5, just to fuck with them.
Yeah, like Jay-Z did Blueprint 2.0.
Yeah. There you go.
Here's my, I think if you do 5, then people would panic. Mm-hmm. Thinking that they missed out on 4 and
that's
start
right.
Listening to the, so it would drive streams
right.
To the other ones.
That's a good, marketing is key here. It's a good strategy in this age, this digital age, you know?
Or name the tracks, name the first track, Run the Jewels 4, and then so on and so forth, up to like Run the Jewels 15.
Yeah. It's all on the table.
Yeah.
Or release Run the Jewels as Run the Jewels 5, and then release it as 4 on vinyl, but it's the same album.
So
that's actually a great idea.
Scam the
that confirms
scam
so
the
many
fans.
Stereotypes about Asians and their business mind. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
I take that as a compliment.
No, it is. No, all the Asian stereotypes tend to be kind of fucking good. You know what I mean?
What are
like
the,
you
what
gotta say, dick stereotypes thing, like, are you? Fuck that small dick shit. Women don't care about that shit. Like, they always assume you're the smart guy in class, right?
Yeah,
love the fact that as I was on the my wife and I were on a piece of transportation leaving the airport in Seattle, and two Asian guys came up, and they were laughing and joking in the back of us. And they said, man, I'm tired of these white people just coming up to me, asking me for direction to the airport. And the guy was like, what do you do? And this guy looked at him and said, just looked at him and told him I don't speak fucking English. As a black person, if I had the talent to do that in the South, do you understand how many dumbass conversations I wouldn't have to have with hicks and fucking hillbillies? But because I'm black, they know we owned you. We know you only speak one language.
Oh. I've done that before, actually.
Exactly. Come on.
Let me ask you a question. When you do it, do you put on like a real thick affectation?
Yeah.
Like,
when's the last time you did that?
English.
Somebody asked me for a cigarette. I was like, I don't know how to do it. I just kind of like mumbled and just walked away.
Like, I ain't giving you my last Newport, bitch.
That's how I
keep
my cigarettes.
Can do. Like the closest people who do, like who you know who aren't, I guess, Asian or something that looks obviously like you might not speak the language of America. The closest you can do maybe is just pretend to be deaf and
deaf.
Dumb.
Which is
fucked up.
Because you're doing
And also, and you probably got to push it a little too far.
Keep doing that. You got to keep that going.
That's
you gotta watch.
Yeah.
You gotta on your walk off. You gotta. They looking at the back of your head to see if you're.
And then you gotta sell it. You know what I mean? They're gonna be like, I don't understand. And you're gonna be like,
you haven't seen anything until you've seen deaf kids at an alternative school fight.
What?
Argue or
fight? We would go downtown to Five Points after school, and there was an alternative school for the bad kids and the kids of alternative. And there was a deaf alternative school, so kids who were deaf. So it was like, all right, you had to want to be gangbangers, want to be trappers, want to be hustlers, want to be, and then there would just be the circle of kids that were deaf, and they'd be throwing their hands and flailing about. You'd be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, at first, you thought they were just throwing up gang symbols. Mm-hmm. And then every time someone would break out, and you'd be like, oh, they're deaf. And they'd be beefing and fighting. And that's how I learned people are just people. Fuck your handicap. Yeah. They was fighting over hoes, drinking 40s, smoking dirt weed, doing sign language.
Yeah.
Shouts out to my deaf thugs in Atlanta in the 90s.
So
I heard Jermaine named the company after them.
I guess you close your eyes when you're a deaf person arguing with another deaf person. That's the ultimate disrespect.
That is, yeah.
Nah, you ain't shit.
Nah, dog. Fuck out of here.
I can't even see that shit you talk about.
At least this is turning into the least politically correct conversation I've had in a few weeks.
We can go on with fat people and black people too. I don't want people to have to feel like they can gotta get me on the Twitter.
Hey man, listen, deaf people, I fuck with you. Killer Mike is mad and sensitive to your plight.
Nah, I fuck with the deaf.
Nah, it's cool, man. But when you see Mike, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, like, yeah, you know. Talk to me. If you're mad, I'll turn around
when
and
you see
it.
Mike, it's just
hold
remember
on,
you got
a
friend.
How are they gonna actually hear this though?
Well. Yeah, we
subtitles
put the
on the
we'll
YouTube.
Put the video
you
clips
subtitle?
Up
when you when you, when you do it, when you
you're trying to destroy Run
when
the
you
Jewels
do
right
that
now.
When you do that when you do that impression that sounds like a seal getting stabbed, they're just gonna under the subtitle it's just gonna be like arrah. It's just gonna be awawaw.
I'm sorry, it's just for fun. You guys can make a fat joke though. I don't mind. It's fine. There's a beautiful child in this room as we're doing this too. I gotta say, she's adorable.
She's been chilling, man. She hasn't said a word.
Very chill.
She's, cool.
she's
like not really tripping at all.
Come here.
She's not, more talented.
She's
than
also not that interested.
Yeah, she's like.
Hey, mama.
There you go.
Hey, would you like to tell me what you want for Christmas?
Oh, there you go.
She's like, I want off of you.
let's see where she goes. Right in the middle. Does that work?
Boom. There you go.
Boom. She's like, nope.
She's like, no, not for you either.
Just let her touch it.
Hey.
What's up,
Payne's
man?
Not having it.
You good? You want to climb under?
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, we want to, are y'all done with the four yet?
No.
Hell no, we haven't even started.
Oh, cool, so we can submit for beat placement.
Yeah, 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 I think this is.
Hey, Tony, let's make a beat to get on the album.
Let's go.
Hold on. That's just a warm up.
By the way, it took them 30 minutes to set this shit up.
Oh, so y'all just got started.
Yeah, we started a couple minutes before you got it. Hold on.
Well, that kind of sounds like a Prince. I like the delay.
Y'all can jiggy with that. You know?
Oh, we got it. It's going down.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of.
We for a second, if you keep. It almost sounds like a Prince beat. It almost sounds like Sign of the Times.
You know, sometimes I'll see different artists and musicians interact with their fans.
Yeah.
And they'll say, you know, your music helped me get through this. I had some stuff happening with my family and I was really down.
Yeah.
Do y'all fans be like, yo, I really wanted to finish the last part of this karate competition, and then I listened to y'all, and then I broke 6 boulders.
Yes,
kind of.
Yes,
we get a lot of weird shit.
We get so many physical fitness people hit us in a week. I'm just like, we gotta do something, man.
The irony of Run the Jewels music becoming like the number one gym workout music of 2017.
Oh man,
and who's making it has not escaped us. Like this shit is, you know,
this shit's so funny.
It's depressing. Everyone's like we'll get a picture of just like just. Won a gold medal, like just some dude, like ripped, you know.
Hey, hey, and the crowd chants, get that paper. And the mob says, kill that witch. This city get mad to the max, better wave money buys to the high straight kids. Get a 10-4 half of the raining. Hot water from the roof to the basement. I'ma smoke to the planet, he races. Build a white flag at a zigzag, waving.
Often I'm smoking, coughing. Sip lean on the bean like Boston. My young bitch, you'll find like Henry when she made that move in coffee. But when my wife in town, a jacket brown to stay up off me. Cause if they don't, somebody get shot and they gon' buy a coffin. I move with the elegance of an African elephant. I presented the evidence, eloquent as a president. Evident, it's been ever since I deserve me a championship. But before I banana clip, I'ma chill so my man can rip.
Little manic
against Henny and with the heart of an orphan. I got the words of a murderer and I opt for distortion. You take a slice of my portion, I'll take a piece of your profit. I drive an illegal speed to keep an OZ in my pocket.
We run the jewels here.
Life is hell, death's a bitch, and these foobar rulers getting rich. I cop a zip, it opens up, I smoke it up, go home and fuck. Tell I be girl when they roam, I get a face, please pay with dome. My business card says you're in luck, I do two things, I rap and fuck.
I fuck rap, I toast scrap, I smoke the kush, I beat the puss, I read the books, did the math. Don't need a preacher preaching on my behalf. No teacher can't teach my arrogant ass. I'm blowing on creepy by reading the scriptures that's written by Egyptians and sipping on whiskey. Hey baby, you with me?
Thanks, Killer Mike and LP, and we're just sitting there with like crumbs on our belly and like a joint in our hand, like, well, we did it again. Yeah. Made the perfect workout music.
Yeah, you guys do make great workout music.
Honestly, I wouldn't know.
it's great for punching heavy bags. I used to punch heavy bags to your music.
Really?
I'm having one put in my basement this week.
What happened? Oh, yeah. You found something better? What do you mean you used to?
Oh, well, I've been on the road and being lazy and getting fat again.
Yeah.
So
respect. Yeah. When I worked out in February, I listened to it.
Really? When I worked out in February.
Yeah. What happens when you get to like the depressing jams? You know what I mean? Like where you just gotta slow the pace down, like, damn, I'm just thinking about my dead
Run
homies.
Down.
Shit.
Down
the ground. Thinking about police brutality. We do get ill shit though. People, you'd be surprised, man, when like, and I don't know if this has ever happened with musicians, with rappers, if you say something, you will get some really, like, you kind of want to not be affected emotionally by your interactions by fans, just because in general, you don't want to walk around being like, no one wants to hear deep shit all the time, like when they just bump into somebody, right. You know, it's kind of hard to know when it's going to happen, you know, and you don't know where you're. It's like, it's just going to pop up on you and you could just be thinking about some completely different shit and not be in the mood to talk to anybody. And then they'll say some really touching shit and you'll just be caught off guard and be like, fuck, you know, like, wow. Like damn. I was really hoping to not talk to you right now. And now you're going to make me cry. Like it's a weird situation. And it's not that you don't want to talk to people. It's just one of those things where
You don't know. Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know what's going to come out of somebody's mouth. And sometimes it's as cool as just like, hey man, keep it up. And sometimes it's like, I listened to this song when I was, you know, as my mom was dying, and it got me through that. You know, it's some shit where you're like, you know, it really kind of makes you retroactively appreciate the shit where, like, there was no way in hell that me and Mike are ever thinking in our minds, this song is going to be listened to while someone, you know, watches their best friend die, you know? Something like that. And it's one of those things that I learned young when I was like, oh, wait a second. Once it's out there, it's kind of not.
You don't know how people. That's how I feel. When sometimes people are like, yeah, I listened to your comedy and it helped me through some stuff. I'm like, even the jizz jokes.
Especially the jizz jokes.
Even the jizz jokes. Even the ones about pregnant porn.
I want to tell you a story. My uncle was dying. I was there. It was very rough.
Yo.
He was going, went through a long period of decline, and we just kept rewinding the jizz jokes over and over again. And I got to say, you know, it really brought him a little extra life, man. That the compilation of Hannibal Buress jizz jokes.
Thank you. And, you know, I appreciate that, and I'm sorry for what you went through. And I just.
But hold up. Really, my point is, though. On his deathbed, my uncle wrote a jizz joke for you, and I would really appreciate it if maybe you would hear me out and incorporate it into your set. If that's cool. It was actually his dying wish that you did that tonight.
That's awesome.
So I'm glad I'm here. I'm so psyched. I'm glad I get to make this happen. Thank you for this.
I actually bring a microphone and a PA for these situations. So
do motherfuckers like suggest jokes to you and shit like before, like. Does that happen? Like, yo,
bit.
You should talk about more jizz or more jizz in a different way.
More jizz.
Yeah, that's a good one. You should try this one. I'll just have a normal interaction with somebody. I'll just buy something, and yo, that'll be $7.89, and I give them $10, and they'll be like $2.11 change, and they'll be like, don't put this in your stand up. What this normal interaction?
Wow.
It's just regular shit. Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know where that fit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
That's pretty
people,
I think, like, people, I wasn't gonna do that.
No, it was just chilling.
All right, I'm just saying, I want royalties. At least you didn't get the, do a Christmas rap. Do a Thanksgiving rap. Come on, little Mikey. Mikey, stand out. Come on.
Okay.
Get to the living room.
Santa Claus, my gift was sick. I saw you sucking on daddy's dick. Is that, that's not the right kind?
Nah, I mean, look, you're an artist, you know?
Daddy loved it. The gifts were great. Mommy said, thanks for getting us straight. Pause. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Lick the balls.
Lick the balls.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Lick the ball. Hey, you guys are nothing like the Neptunes. I just wanted to make sure that was known.
In case you were wondering.
Not Pharrell and Chad.
Oh, that's actually what I was. Thanks for ruining my dream.
I love you guys.
I was like vibing, like, yo, we're like.
Never be somewhere, Pharrell just woke from a nightmare, like, I got to make a dope beat. There's a disturbance in the forest. Something terrible is being made. I can feel it.
Hey, LP, I want to ask you a question. I heard a story. A friend of mine was hanging out with you one night.
Uh-oh.
And you...
Don't try to break up my fucking group, bro.
No, I'm not. You randomly just kind of looked up and was like, this place is haunted. And you just kept about going about what... So, like, he says that you can sense ghosts just randomly.
No, that's just like some shit I say sense. When I don't want to hang out with people. I just like to.
about to walk out.
I just like to. No, I'm about to use the bathroom. I just like to throw people off. Like, ah, man. So I just wait for my time and I just go, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Your shit haunted.
This place is haunted.
And you just walk out?
And I just walk away. I throw a little smoke bomb.
So he's like, yeah, I think LP's got a sixth sense. He just sees ghosts, and we know.
Where was it though? I mean, maybe it was just some place that someone told me it was haunted. I've never seen a ghost in my life.
So you guys were hanging out somewhere, just you out of nowhere, just was like,
see, already there's holes in your story, because I'm not just hanging out with random dudes somewhere. Like, that's not that's not really what I do. Give me more details. Is it like, who's your friend?
You know, he's a chef.
Fish.
Are you talking about Brian?
B. Fish.
Oh, yeah. That's my dude.
We were hanging out one day, and he was just like, you looked up and to the side and was like, this place is haunted. And that was it. And you didn't add anything to that. And then he was just like,
I didn't have to.
Didn't have to. Yeah. He was like, cool. All right. It's haunted.
Yeah.
I can't shit on Brian. Brian's cool. I like Brian.
It's an all-time great diarrhea cover-up.
Yeah. Yeah.
See y'all later.
That's what you say when you fart. It's weird. Did you hear that? I heard this place is haunted.
It's haunted. It's haunted. Yeah, I'm farting to try to scare these ghosts away.
Yo, I gave it to whoever was on the plane behind me today. Whole flight, I served them.
Yeah.
Silent murder, too.
Atlanta to here?
Atlanta, Chicago. Hour and a half of silent murder.
Yeah.
I'd hear them talking like, you know, they were trying to figure out if it was one of them doing it to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
You just have to do it, man.
I agree. I think you should. If you can fart silent, it's a valuable weapon.
I do feel a little bad, but it's just somebody. I get hit. Everybody gets hit.
Yeah, you can't feel bad because you get hit. That's what I'm saying. I used to try to wait, go to the bathroom. Nah, fuck that. Old white men taught me, when you're in the first class, the world is yours, man. Take your shoe off, fart, all that shit, bro. I'm living like my name is Cornelius McBride on the holes on them up there, man.
Yo,
that's for you.
I went to this this surgery museum.
Okay.
Here in Chicago. And one of the exhibits, it was this guy, I forget his name, this doctor that was the doctor that pioneered hand washing, because before, doctors weren't washing their hands.
There was a lot of folks dying there.
And a lot of folks dying. And so doctors would come from working on cadavers. And then they would go deliver babies, and then these women were dying.
He's French, right?
Yeah. But then he would say, hey, we should start washing our hands so less people die.
Hold on. The French pioneered washing their hands?
Like a doctor. A French
These people still don't do deodorant all the way, right?
That is up for debate, but yeah, that's the reputation.
That's amazing.
Do you
actually y'all on the way now? Okay.
That almost sounds a little bit like the Whisper song. Yeah.
Come on, love, mama, let's see you dance. I met Afro Man on the train today.
Yeah,
on the plane. What? Yeah, he's doing the Players Ball tonight. I might go to see if he hits another woman.
Players Ball in Chicago?
Nah, you remember that Afro Man was playing in some like some drunken white Anglo-Saxon Protestant white woman tried to hunch him and he didn't see like who it was.
Oh, she just ran up on stage.
He
yeah.
just knocked the shit out of her. Like it was.
Yeah, I think I remember.
You were scared for it, but as an entertainer, you were like, "Oh shit, though. You don't run up on entertainers.
You
like,
do not run up on.
You scare the shit out of us when you do that.
Well, like, yeah,
we did a show together. I think it was 2013 South by Southwest.
2014.
Yeah, we got attacked on stage.
We got attacked beforehand. But was that the show? Were you at that show?
I wasn't at that show. I was at
we
the
did
show,
a show
very
that night.
After the that after night. Show yeah. afterwards.
Yeah.
Y'all were very
with a torn, that fucking night. Rotator cuff.
Yeah. That particular situation, it was a guy, a schizophrenic guy, of course, some sort of ailment, some sort of malady.
Oh.
Was pretty out of it.
Oh, that sucks.
Apparently. Yeah, fun story. But I do remember that show, and I had a giant. Mike's shoulder was fucked up, and I had like a giant, like basically like a giant purple bruise on my belly from falling onto some metal shit.
Yeah.
And then we saw you. We did that show that night.
That show.
Yeah, we did the show
funny
that night.
Funny or Die show.
Yeah. It was all right too. It was kind of a fun show.
That was a really fun show.
Yeah. Who else was there? It was you and someone else was there.
Run the Jewels.
Oh, that's dope.
Run the Jewels. Run the Jewels. Walk the watches. Run the Jewels. Walk the watches. Walk the watches, run the jewels, Christmas stockings. All right.
Yo, Chad and Pharrell might have some watch out. Straight up.
We coming for y'all.
My bad.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all have a good show. See y'all over there, man.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.